Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley. Morning, Connie.
Good morning. You sound very happy. What is it that you know that I don't?
Oh, only that someone's left me a message saying they want me to do a job for them.
Gosh! So what did they say?
Well, she just said she was given my number by someone and could have phoned her back. But I can't believe it. The website's only been up a couple of days.
Well, there you go. They obviously know talent when they see it. Or they think the website is good, which it is.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really grateful for all your help.
So what do they want you to do?
I don't know yet. They just said phone them back.
Ooh, how exciting. So when are you going to phone them?
Well, I want to get my head round it first. I've got to sound as if I know what I'm doing, and I'm used to giving out quotes.
Well, that's going to be hard. Mike, I'm only joking.
I know you are.
Oh, well, good luck with it. But listen, you mustn't leave it too long before you phone them back, or you'll lose the job.
No, I won't. I just knew that website would get me work.
Well, don't get too excited. We don't know what they want you to do yet.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Don't you see, this is the start of bigger things to come.
Yes, I'm sure it is. So while you're in such a good mood, do you mind finishing off that fencing for me?
Yeah, if I have the time.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten. You may be working today. Well, can you do it tomorrow then?
Of course, madam.
Kathy, sorry to interrupt, but do you want a coffee?
Yes, please.
Are you all right? Because you've been on that computer for hours.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just that I've got a lot to do, that's all.
Well, you know you should give it a break after a certain time, don't you?
Yeah, but I want to get the job done today.
When you've been sitting for ages, don't you feel stiff when you get up? Like your joints have to get going again?
Yeah, I do. I feel like everything's creaking. I put it down to my age.
You're not old. I think it's because we aren't so active now.
Well, we go for regular walks.
Yeah, but it's not the same as being at work, is it? I bet when you were at work, you were up and down all the time, going to the printer or whatever you do.
Yeah, but I didn't have far to walk.
Well, I was definitely more active at work.
Well, that's because you were on your feet all day.
I know. I suppose we could do one of those fitness things on the internet.
Oh, no, thank you. You can, but I'm not.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. We could do it when you finish.
I'll see.
Okay.
Actually, I was thinking of going shopping. I do need a few things.
Oh, all right.
Well, you can come with me if you like. Now, that will be exciting.
Okay, I'll see how I feel.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. But Mike said he'd phone this morning and he hasn't.
Well, phone him then.
No, he said he'd phone me.
Well, he's probably forgotten.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, look, Penny, just phone him.
No. I think I'll leave it another hour, and then I will.
All right. Well, I must get on or I'll never get this finished.
OK. I'll go make the coffee then.
OK, I'll see you at 3. Yeah, I've got your address. It's right here in front of me. OK, yeah, bye for now. Bye. Connie, have we got any small paintbrushes?
Yes, I think so. I think there's some in the shed.
No, I mean really small ones, like the ones artists use.
What, tiny ones? Why? Are you going to create a masterpiece?
No, I need them for a customer.
Oh, so what did they say? What have you got to do?
Well, I don't know exactly yet, but I'm going round this afternoon to have a look and hopefully start on it.
Wow. So why do you need the small paintbrushes?
I just think I'll need one.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing. What are you going to be doing?
Well, as far as I know, I think it's just some general work that she needs doing.
Well, she must have been more specific than that.
Well, it's maintenance, really, and a bit of paintwork.
Well, good for you. Go and see what's in the shed and just take what you need.
OK, thanks.
But I don't think we have those tiny brushes in there. Oh, hang on. I think there may be one in the kitchen drawer.
Oh, right. I'll go and have a look then.
So what is it you're doing?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Penny, that's your phone.
Oh, thanks.
Is it Mike?
No, it's Tina.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll get back to her later. Let's go.
Don't you want to phone Mike first?
No.
You never know. He may be busy with a customer.
Oh, don't be silly. The site's only just gone up.
Penny, I'm only trying to help.
No, if he can't be bothered to phone me, then I'm certainly not going to phone him.
But that means he'll be in a bad mood all afternoon, or at least until you speak to him.
No, I won't.
Look, I'll phone him for you.
No, you won't. Come on, let's go.
I hope he's not ill.
Kathy, this is one of those moments that I wish you'd kept your thoughts to yourself.
I'm sorry.
Look, I'll text him when I get back, OK?
Right, Connie, I'm off.
Oh, OK, and you have everything you need?
Yeah, think so.
Oh, so hang on then, let's have a look. I'd like to see how much stuff you're taking with you.
Oh, no, you don't need to get up. I'm not taking a lot.
No, I want to have a look, mind out. So, where is it all?
It's in the bag.
Well, this one? But there's hardly anything in it.
I know.
Mike, what sort of job are you doing for this customer?
Well, it's only a small one.
OK, so tell me, what is it?
She wants me to mend her birdhouse.
You are joking, aren't you?
No. She's a little old lady who lives on her own and her birdhouse got damaged when we had those high winds.
And that's your job?
Yes. And she doesn't know anyone else apart from a carer, who's actually the one who gave her my number. So I'm going to work on it in the front garden.
And this is the start of your business. I can't believe it. Is this all you can get? Mike, it's not worth doing, and this won't help you pay the rent.
Oh, go on. Laugh if you think it's that funny.
Well, it is. It's a joke.
No, it's not. It doesn't matter that it's a small job. This poor lady's husband has just died of COVID, and he gave her the birdhouse so she could watch the birds from her house because she can't get out anymore. So she wants me to mend it so she can think of him whenever she sees the birds feeding. So, Connie, I find your attitude completely heartless. And if you must know, I'm not even going to ask her for any money. I'm going to do it because I want to help someone. So you can stuff your cynical remarks where the sun don't shine. Because there are more important things in life than money. And if this little gesture helps someone, I don't give a hoot about what you think. And as for paying you rent, no, I won't be able to. But I'll feel a damn sight happier knowing I've helped someone.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.